This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie Ote?
What's happening, Steve?
Mary Goulet is off doing her volunteer work in the world. YY is holding it down in the studio. Kelly is actually in San Diego now with us, came to join us here for the New Media Summit. And we are still represented, though, by the ladies here in studio because I've got a very special lady hanging out with us. And that would be Mom, my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, my mom is here. So Gail Zelitsky, my mom, is here with us hanging out.
Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you here. All right, so for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of Reinvention Radio, that is awesome. And many thank yous and big hugs to you, and thank you for that. And if this is your first time joining us here on Reinvention Radio, then welcome. And you picked a heck of a day to hang out with us. I'm super fired up, and we got all kinds of things going on in the world. But certainly one of the most important things in our Reinvention Radio world anyway is we got the New Media Summit kicking off. Well, this evening, as you guys know, we do broadcast live here every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, and you can join us at reinventionradio.com on the live feed there. And, of course, we do welcome your participation. If you want to call us, it's 866-977-2346, and you are more than welcome to join us in the conversation. But tonight, we've got the opening reception of the New Media Summit, which is going to be a rocking good time, and then that continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we got 40 of the world's top podcasters coming in and are very, well, let's just call them what they are. I mean, our very lucky group of 150 attendees. We'll have a chance to meet them and pitch them on who they are and what they do and leave the event with bookings in hand. So, Richie, I know you're going to be there, man. Are you super excited about being there?
I'm super excited. Yeah. It's a good day. It's an exciting day. Been a lot of work. Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Kelly's got so much work going on. I don't even think she's listening to this show. If I read that text right.
So here's the interesting thing, and as you guys know, we cover a lot of ground here on the Sound Off edition here of Reinvention Radio, and whether it's business or politics or sports or life, you name it, I think we've covered the gamut there over the years now. And so we've got a very exciting weekend going on, obviously with the New Media Summit. That's going to be a lot of fun. The apex of the event takes place, of course, on Sunday when people have a chance to meet one-on-one with the top podcasters. But Saturday is going to be a great day. Friday is going to be a great day. But hopefully we actually make it to Sunday. And I have to admit that I'm a little concerned that we might not make it to Sunday. Any questions any ideas why we might not make it to Sunday?
Maybe the limbo contest?
Well, limbo on Saturday night for sure. Wade, any ideas why we might not make it to Sunday?
I was simply going to say why.
Why? That's the question. All right, Mom, any guesses in terms of why we might not?
The air show?
Well, there is the air show, and hopefully those planes will let us finish our show here. They're literally right across the street. But no, you know, look, every now and again, people talk about the end of the world.
Oh, geez.
And to the best of my knowledge, I'm not 100% sure on this. I'll have to dig into the stats and check some research, but I'm pretty sure that they've mostly all got it wrong. Is that accurate, or have I not done my research correctly on that? They've all got it wrong, right?
It depends, so unless this so is far. All we're working for.
All right. Well, so supposedly, right, this may actually be an end of time at this moment. But supposedly, Saturday is the end of the world. Because
is this the extended Mayan calendar or what?
I don't know which one it is. But David Mead, who is a Christian and self-published author, and he publishes a lot of end of the world survival guides. Actually, that's a really good thing. That's what we should do. We should create like this whole shtick around something that's going to happen and then sell a lot of things related to whatever that shtick is, and that's
we
a perfect business model.
We missed our glasses for the eclipse.
Well, right?
Next year. Next 99 years.
Those things actually worked. I was stunned. Like, I thought those were just kind of like we were just going to buy these things,
they were
and they were just the ones that I got were like completely blacked it out, did what they were supposed to do. But then evidently there were a lot of folks who were like, yeah, we're just going to put out some counterfeits. Like, you're right. So that would have been a perfect opportunity. But that's not like a sell. You can't exactly create an eclipse, unless, Richie, you can. maybe you can. But for the rest of us mere mortals, we can't. That's not a business model. Yes, Wade, you're jumping out of your chair already.
Just if you're going to do something like this, just make sure that the reward occurs after the event happens. Right? You don't promise them anything until after the world ends.
Yeah.
Then you get this.
Yeah. Well, this this gentleman, David Mead, who believes that he's using astronomical and scientific and geopolitics and the Book of Revelation. You know, all of these things are going into his ideology laid out in his book, Planet X, the 2017 Arrival, is well, the latest in a very long line of self-proclaimed prophets, not an internet prophet, of course, you don't want to be confused about that, who claim that they know when, sometimes to the hour, the biblically predicted end of times will arrive. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens on the 23rd. But do you remember any of these? Like, do any of those end of times kind of come to mind for you? Because there's been a few of them, and some of them got more press than
2000, right?
Well, of course, right when all of that
there was
turned.
The Mayan calendar thing. Then you know, Nostradamus has had a ton that hasn't come through. A bunch of different people, but even a more fun one is the date that always keeps changing, the Back to the Future one that they always talk about. Like, right. Oh, this is the time he came back from the, you know, and it's like no one really knows that real date anymore unless you watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because they've changed it so many darn times.
Yeah.
But that would be an example, right? Like,
sure.
you say on this date, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
You drive traffic towards it. And I think there's an easy way to still call it out. Like, this guy's probably has something for an out already.
Yeah,
right.
Like, maybe it wasn't supposed to be September 23rd. Did I say September? No, it wasn't September. It was,
if you make the out the purpose of it, okay? So you say, okay, the world's going to end on this date. If you come to my website, we're going to have a big get together to end the world together. And then when the world doesn't end, you just turn it into a party. Everybody's hanging out. You got a great party.
Or at the very least, you pixel them when they come to the site. So that's a really good marketing strategy. But all right, so July 29th, 2016, the group End Times Prophecies, they announced that the world would end on that date because of something called a polar flip. So this was when all the stars would race across the sky and the atmosphere would be pulled along the ground. And so evidently it turned out to be a bust. Didn't actually happen. And President Barack Obama was revealed in that moment as the Antichrist, according to that group. So there you have it. October 7th, 2015, the E-Bible Fellowship, a Philadelphia-based Christian website run by Chris McCann, predicted the end of the world in correlation with the blood moon, right? There was that whole blood moon thing that took place. I forget what, but then again, they also claimed that it would end on May 21st, 2011, which of course it did not. But that blood moon, supermoon in September of 2015 really seemed to get a lot of folks feeling like, okay, this is the end all be all. And so we got to wait now till 2033 because then that will be the end of the world because that's when the next blood supermoon is coming out. But
that is this gentleman's right.
Unless this gentleman's right. And then the blood moon is irrelevant. Yes, Wade. Yeah.
Just a little bit of my perspective. My dad was college educated, right? And then through odd circumstances, I ended up growing up on a farm in the middle of nowhere, reading whatever I could, right? So I both read the books that were coming out at that time, as well as I found his trove of books from, say, the 50s and 60s, right? And then I've continued to watch the End of the World book. So in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was Armageddon, World War III, Russians, and nukes. That was everybody had. Nostradamus' prediction is the end of the world, but the causation was it was going to be nuclear Armageddon, yeah. Right? Whether it was the Christian apocalypse people or whatever. Then once Russia kind of fell apart, it all turned to celestial things.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a celestial event. But I've seen all the books from the 50s that the world's ending in 10 years, and then the next set of books in the 60s, the world's ending in 10 years. And so I've been watching it every decade.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting.
I just have a feeling the more I read these or see these books, I don't read them, the more I see them, become aware of them, I just think that we're going to end, not the world. The world's going to be just fine. This world will spit us off like ticks, you know?
Yeah. Ultimately, it's the humans that are, and of course, there's no such thing as global warming, which probably explains why. What did they say? There's been two Category 4 hurricanes to make landfall, which is like the in a calendar year, which is the first time, like in well over a couple hundred years or something. I think it's been like an enormous amount of time since that happened. But you're right. I mean, there's no such thing as
even your cup, your Starbucks cup
here,
right?
Jesus,
we in our world,
yeah,
that cup will never go away in our world.
I was just watching a show.
But in the real world, the Earth will melt that down to its basic components again with volcano. Mm-hmm. Like, the Earth doesn't care. It's just whether or not we want to.
It's a self-cleaning organism.
Yeah, it's just whether or not we want to leave it nice for our children and our grandchildren and all that.
Earth was perfectly happy with the 50 million years of giant mushrooms dominating the ecosystem.
God, I wish I lived in those days with those big giant mushrooms.
They weren't
mushrooms. Oh, they weren't magic mushrooms? Dang it. All right, well, look, here's the deal. We're going to go out. We're going to have a rocking good time this weekend. If you're joining us at the New Media Summit, awesome. I look forward to seeing you there. Richie looks forward to seeing you there. Kelly looks forward to seeing you there. Mary looks forward to seeing you. We all look forward to seeing you there. Wade will be there as well. Mom will be there as well. So we're all going to hang out, have a rocking good time at the New Media Summit. If the world ends on Saturday, well, then I guess this is our farewell, and we will bid you adieu. But hopefully that won't happen because we got work to do in this world, my friends, and we will talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.